Back here on Downtown Friday afternoon, the Maine Black Bear hockey team, number 7 in the country, ready to get it on this weekend as Colgate comes to town at the Alfond Arena, ready to broadcast the game tonight. The voice of the Black Bear is our friend John Shields. Hello there, John. Hello, John.
Hey, Rich. Let's try that again. How are you doing?
I'm good. Were you up on the ladder still putting up a sign?
Nope, I just got down off the ladder. I'm back on level ground, ready to talk to you.
You scare me doing that kind of thing. I don't like heights. I don't like ladders.
I hold the ladder. I don't have to climb, luckily.
Oh, did you send Justin Barnes up on the ladder?
He's the one who went up. I've offered to go up, but he likes to climb and take the accolades for being the one high in the air.
He's like Spider-Man. I've seen him do it before, yeah. Absolutely. Well, so we're ready to go for what should be a big weekend. But before we talk about tonight, let's go back to last week and what an outstanding performance by Maine, getting a tournament win last weekend.
Yeah, the Ledyard Classic at Dartmouth College, the 34th. They played that. Let me get my face away from my phone so I stop hitting the buttons there. 34th playing of the Ledyard Classic at Dartmouth College, kind of a holiday traditional tournament that Dartmouth hosts, and they do a great job. And Maine beating RIT in the first game, which was a ranked opponent, top 20 team, and then beating Dartmouth for the Ledyard Classic Championship. So always nice to win a trophy, and they get one mid-season. And two games that they played that were close games, then Maine found a way to kind of score some goals quickly in both games and pull away and get the W's.
Yeah, and again, the Black Bears showing a little bit more diversity on offense, getting more people involved in the scoring.
Yeah, lots of balanced scoring, which is going to be key when they hit the Hockey East schedule here in a couple weeks. You can't just rely on that top line of the Nadeaus and Lyndon Breen. It's going to have to come from other players, and we got that from Sully Scholey, who had a couple of goals. He played well. Also, Reed Pavich, who's a hard-nosed player. He always hustles, always involved in plays when he's on the ice. Got his first goal of the season. Interesting situation for Reed. He scored a goal, and then it was waved off. It was called off for an offside on Maine, but Reed had a nice goal, and so it didn't count. Thought he had his first one. Then later in the game, was able to score one right after a power play had elapsed. Maine killed off the power play, and then Josh Liddell hopped out of the box and joined Lyndon Breen to set up Reed Pavich nicely on a three-on-zero break in, and he was able to get his first goal of the year that way. So a little nice redemption for him after having one waved away, and it's nice to see those players who work hard every single shift get rewarded with goals.
Yeah, no question. Maine getting lots of respect now. We mentioned number 7 in the country, and this week 4 first-place votes for the Black Bears.
Great to see, and also first in the pairwise, which is nice as well. So which is what they used to decide the tournament. Obviously, lots of hockey left to go, but it's fun to see. They definitely deserve it.
So what's the mission this weekend? Take care of business before you get into the bulk of Hockey East play?
Exactly. Win your last 2 non-conference games and get ready for Hockey East play, which is what they have the rest of the way. And it's not a Colgate team that they're going to be able to really look past. They've got 6 wins. They're 6-8-2, but it's a hardworking Colgate team and a team they played last year at Colgate after Christmas and didn't play well down there. So the players who were on the team last year looking for a little bit of redemption this year against the Raiders.
What does this Colgate team do well, Johnny?
Well, they're a physical team. They take a lot of penalties, but they're physical. So it's going to be interesting to see how Maine can kind of play against a team that is not going to let them get to the net easily. Maine's going to have to earn every inch of ice that they get. But that could be a way an opportunity for Maine, whose power play has struggled a bit. They haven't scored any power play goals in a while, although talking to Ben Barr this week, he said he has liked the power play. Even though they haven't scored, they've had opportunities to score. And if you keep getting those opportunities, eventually the goals will go in. So Colgate does take a lot of penalties, so this could be a chance for Maine to get their power play going, which is something I'd like to see.
Students are away, so we're probably not going to bang out the Alfond tonight, but still should have a good crowd on hand.
Yeah, it should be a really good crowd. I know they've opened the student section to fans who don't normally get the opportunity to buy those seats, so that should still be a packed area. And I expect we'll have a good crowd. I know the tickets were selling well earlier in the week, So, yeah, I think it's going to be another packed weekend here at the Alphonse.
Now, as you deal with Coach Barr, and, of course, we have him on the program here every week. Bruce visits with him up in his office. I get the sense that he's happy that Maine is getting this level of recognition, but also wants everybody to understand that the job is not done yet. Maine is still not where he would like to get them to be by the end of this season.
Right. Obviously, I think the ultimate goal is winning more championships. If that's getting to the Garden, winning the Hockey East Championship, and then competing for the national championship is obviously always their goal. But I don't know if Coach Barr ever seems satisfied. I think he always wants them to work harder, and there's always things you can work on. And he does it in a really nice way, too, which is fun to see. But I think they have bigger aspirations than what they've done so far this year. And I think they've proven they can play with anybody. And they have an opportunity to do some damage in Hockey East and you know, get to the Garden, and obviously they're on track to play in the national tournament, which would be huge, as this program hasn't been there since 2012. So definitely something Maine fans are chomping at the bit to see.
And as we get to those Hockey East only games after this weekend, it's not going to be easy, because when you look at those national standings and when you look at the pairwise, a whole lot of Hockey East teams there.
Right. I mean, they've already played BU and BC, so those games are behind them. The New Hampshire games are interesting. New Hampshire just lost a tough one to Army, although they've had a good year. Vermont's won 5 in a row. Mm. Some of these teams that you wouldn't think would be at the top of Hockey East are doing well. So it's going to be very, very fun to watch down the stretch. You know, Northeastern has struggled, but they have some talent. They could bounce back and start to win some games. So I it's going to be fun to see how this plays out. And, you know, some of those series that you might think were favored Maine might be 50-50, especially if teams like Vermont and New Hampshire continue to play well. You know, Lowell's got a lot of talent. They're well coached. They could get hot. So it's going to be fun to see what goes on here in the league play.
All right, before I let you go, John, what's the status of the Shields backyard rink? This has got to be some pretty good icing weather.
Well, this weekend they got to have the cold weather for a few days in a row. The rink has not done really well. It's struggled with the warmer temperatures. So I don't want to get in trouble, but I would like a few days of cold weather. Teens, single digits, get the ice nice and hard to get a chance to skate. The rink is up. It's got ice in it, but not yet. Maybe this weekend we'll change that.
All right, we'll see what can happen with some cold temps here next couple of nights. Good luck tonight, John. Pre-game show at 6:30?
Yep, 6:30 with Larry and myself.
Excellent. We'll be tuned in. Maine and Colgate, Black Bear Hockey tonight. John, thanks as always. Have a great couple of broadcasts, and we'll check in with you next Friday.
Thanks, Rich. Have a great weekend.
You got it. John Shields, the voice of the Black Bears here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. That's 307-7718.